Dreamscape presents Accidentally Compromising the Duke by Stacey Reed, narrated by Madeline Leslie. Chapter 1. England, 1817. Pembington House, Wiltshire. The cold press of keys in Lady Adeline's palm and the knowledge of why they had been so surreptitiously given made her feel decidedly wicked, a state she was experiencing for the first time in her 21 years. Anticipation and nerves cascaded through her in equal measure at the notion of acting in a manner that was improper, potentially ruinous, and without any doubt, utterly scandalous. Tonight she would decide her own future, an acknowledged extraordinary feat, and take a very bold step to ensure the gentleman she would marry was the man she deeply cared for and respected, Mr. James Attwood, and not the man who had attacked her, taking liberties he had no right to, the Earl of Vale. "Thank you," Adele said softly to her dearest friend, Lady Evelyn, Evie to her close intimates. Adele was grateful she had someone assisting her in this escapade. Surely her nerves would have deserted her if she acted alone. Evie leaned in close. "Remember, I will arrange for Mother to enter his chamber very soon." Adele nodded. "How will you convince her to intrude on Mr. Atwood's privacy?"
"I urge you not to worry about the how. I know Mama, and with a few whispers, I will make certain the chamber doors are opened at the opportune moment," Evie said, her voice trembling with excitement. Or mayhap it was trepidation.
Adele buried a groan, flicking an invisible piece of lint from her light green gloves. "This plan of ours smacks of recklessness." An unladylike snort sounded.
"Do you want to be the Countess of Vale?"
Not even if she was to be drawn and courted. The Earl was a repugnant reprobate and a conceited ass. She would much prefer a quiet life in the country with a man she liked and respected than the pomp and ceremony of being a countess to a man she loathed. Adele was in possession of two exquisite younger stepsisters whom she adored, who would benefit at their debuts if Adele was a countess.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?